Amen. We good, Jen? All right. I just want to welcome everyone that's here tonight, and I also want to welcome those that are logged on. I want to thank you for all your support, and you know, the scriptures, this Bible here, and I always introduce myself with this Bible. This is the closest book that I got to find that literally bears witness with my encounter, my experience. With that being said, in this book, it says, if you ask not, you have not, right? And I always was very prideful and, well, Lord, you called me, so you're going to have to find a way to make it happen. And ever since then, I realized how proud I was. And I have to ask. So those that are listening, there's a pound button on that website, right? It's called PayPal. And we're asking for your support. Just send us a buck or what have you. If everybody that's in the nations that are sending us a buck, I think we'd be pretty well off. We'd be in good shape. We could keep going forward, pay all the bills that we got, and keep ministering these messages. What do you got? And for the, I'm just hearing out now, for the 99 cents or for the dollar, U.S. American dollar, you can get a downloaded message and you can have it all the time. And you can also pass it out and give it to your friends as a gift or whatever you want to do. But I do highly recommend that you listen to these tapes over and over and over. So when you do get one, you got like 10 messages in the one. Wouldn't that be true? Yep. Yep, a lot of different messages. And that's how God is working through us here. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to ask you if you just hit that button there. It's the PayPal button. And then we would be grateful. Now I asked. I could move on. If you have not, you asked not or whatever it is. Now, here's a good question. And I want to start off with this one. How many here, and those that are listening, feel like their days are getting short? That's a good sign. That's a very, very good sign. If you feel like your days are going really fast, I got something for you. I want to bring a little hope to you. Because a lot of people say, oh, I don't feel like I'm worthy. Oh, I don't feel like God's in my life. I don't feel like, you know, he's listening or what have you. But in this book here, it says, let me make sure I got the right verse. Yeah. Yes, here it is. It says here, for in those days there will be tribulations. Such has not been since the beginning of creation, which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he chooses, he shortens the days. Now, isn't that nice? So I want you to know, if you ever in that down spot and you're feeling bad and you're feeling blah, shake it off. If your days are going fast, that means that you're an elect. That means that you're in a good shape. You're chosen. I personally feel that anybody that is listening to me is chosen. Or they would never be hearing this. God wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow it. There's no need if he's not opening your ears to be a hearer. With that being said, and you're chosen, I'm speaking a message, and this is kind of like an introduction tonight. I'm speaking in a message to know God. And God wants you to know him. And I can tell you all the wonderful things about how to know him. But there's also the opposite side too. How many people understand that God resists the proud? Okay, and I spoke a message about being prideful, and there's some discernment there because some people might think I'm prideful. On the outside appearance, it might look it because of how I carry myself. But that pride is in Christ. I boast in Him, and I give God all the glory in my life. I am a very humble person inside. Outwardly, watch out. Inwardly, I'm a pussycat. But with that being said, and God always looks at the inside. He doesn't look on the outside. And we shouldn't be looking on the outside. We should be looking in the inside. I'm going to begin to start talking about a message. And I want to hear, I want all those Christians out there to listen to me. Because I'm really leaning heavy on the ones who know Him. There is one scripture verse that stands very deep into my heart and it pops. And he's speaking to a group. And while he's speaking to the group, and I say he, meaning Jesus, speaking of God. Let me just read the scripture verse. And then I'll explain. It says here, and this is going to be a tough one too to find again. I should have marked it. Jeez, isn't this horrible? You know what? I'm going to just paraphrase it because I can't just quite see it right now. I apologize, but I can't see it right now. But I'm going to paraphrase it here. It says, he says that, get away from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. This is the words of God. And it really struck me heavy. Because the individuals that know him say this, but Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name. So when you hear that, obviously they felt as though that they had a relationship with God. And that's scary. But Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name. I prophesied in your name. I healed the sick in your name. I even casted out devils in your name. So there was also signs and wonders and miracles too. Healed the sick, prophesied, and casted out devils. And he said, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. There's something very deep and dear to the worker of iniquity. And I'm going to start breaking that down come this Sunday. But I want us to understand that never get complacent or get to that place like you know everything or you think you know or you think you might have a relationship with God. To fear God is the beginning of wisdom. And when you walk in that reverence, humility of saying, Lord, I think I know you, but I'm not sure if I know you, and I want to know you more, and you come to him in that humble place, that's when God begins to draw near to you. And when you begin to recognize his glory, and I don't know if it was last week I started speaking about his glory or if it was Sunday, I don't remember. But I do remember that I began to start speaking about his glory. And the glory that we walk in not knowing him, is our own glory. But you can still do the same thing knowing him, but that glory is given back to him. He honors and blesses it. And I know that in my life, I want to be aware of everything that happens in my life, that it's from him and not of me. And these things are very important because relationships come into your life. Don't take it for granted. God brought those relationships in your life. And we need to have a grateful heart when these things happen. And so we need to be grateful in all things and not be taking things for granted or thinking that we even made mistakes, because even the things that may have not worked out in your life were still from God. It was to help us and to better us through these trials and tribulations and sufferings. So never come with any regret to the Lord. I want us to come boldly to God, not having a fear that we know of this world, but to have a fear, and this fear I want to begin to explain, is a fear of reverence. How many of us here understand what I'm saying about a fear of reverence? When you have somebody that is high esteem, you know, you honor them, you're almost afraid to knock on the door and bother that individual. You know, that person might be busy and you don't want to disturb them. How many people understand what I'm saying here? Amen. Good. Because it's important for us to follow and understand, so I don't lose you when I start going into other areas. Because I know a lot of us take those things for granted. How many of us just do it amongst ourselves? How often do we rudely interrupt someone's life thinking that we can just a simple call and a friend? Hey, is this a good time? Am I bothering you? Is this a good time? I know Dennis, he's really good at that. I really respect this man. He walks in humility and don't even know it, because he respects and honors people's time. But if you can use that in God's life all the time, knowing, Lord, I'd like to speak to you. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's so true. And I want us to understand what it's like to have a broken, contrite heart so that we can come to him and not be those individuals that have the worker of iniquity. And I'll break down what a worker of iniquity is. And to be honest with you, it breaks it all the way down to witchcraft, witches, and witchcraft. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on as far as that witchcraft stuff. And I really respect the world searching and looking for God, and they're coming to a place of seeking God as far as the God in everything. And he is. He is in everything. But don't get caught up in what I want to call, and I believe some people know what this is Wicca. Has anyone ever heard of Wicca? Wicca is a form of witchcraft, and we have to be very careful about Wicca, because people tend to worship Mother Nature, or nature in itself. And God is in these things, but be careful, because there is demonic powers that affect themselves and connect themselves to those things. And if you're not careful, you can enter a curse in your life. And I highly recommend that those that may have been operating in these areas in their life, they may want to repent, meaning confess and renew their thoughts in these areas, because it's demonic powers, and some people may not believe them. Some people may not think, oh, how could this? This is innocent. It's cute and all that other stuff. But I know the dark realm, and I know it very well. And I know how these things could attach. And I know that there are some people listening right now that are involved in crystals, and they're involved in chanting, and they're involved in a lot of demonic things. And the curses are going to enter into your life, and they're going to destroy you. And they're going to affect your health. They're going to affect your physical appearance. They're going to distort your thoughts, and you're going to endlessly start to decay away. Why I'm saying this is because I had an experience, and it was a poltergeist experience, in a person's home who was living in an apartment complex, and the woman that was living next door was dabbling into witchcraft. And it was in that realm of what I was speaking about. I don't know if it was in the Wicca, but it was in witchcraft. And my attorney actually was the one who asked me to go over to that house. And Shelley knows this story very well. And I was there with another fella, and I mentioned this to my kids about Schmiegel, remember? And when I walked into the home, the lights started flickering, and cabinet doors started opening up and shutting, and started having a poltergeist experience. And I am not afraid of these dark spirits, and I kind of was humored about it and basically started to go right after it and asked it what it was doing there and the whole nine yards. And it appeared to me, and I saw it in the bathroom, to make a long story short, and it was crunched up in the center corner of the bathtub. And if anyone ever saw The Lord of Rings, a character named Schmiegel, it looked exactly like Schmiegel. Does anybody, have you ever saw that character before? Okay. So it looked like Schmiegel, and I almost wanted to call it Schmiegel. I didn't bother asking what its name was, nor did I care. But there was such a compassion over me, and I saw the sufferings of this spirit. And I instantly knew, by God, how it was brought into this world. It was brought up by witchcraft. Someone was chanting and dabbling into areas that they didn't understand and brought this spirit up out of the spirit world and was trapped in this realm and didn't know how to get back. And it was bringing attention to get back by creating the lights to flicker back on and off and the doors slamming and shutting. And it wasn't there to bring fright to anyone. It was there to say, I don't belong in this realm, and I want to leave this realm. And through words of knowledge, I was able to send this, I'm going to call it living creature, back to its realm. And when those words were spoken over it, it kind of disintegrated into a form of vapor and right out. But I also know that the person that brought this spirit up was consumed with cancer. And that cancer didn't exist in this person's being until they were dabbling into this stuff. And then that cancer eventually consumed and ended up taking the life of this individual. So I want you to understand the importance of walking in the divine, walking in the spirit, but don't start taking the spirit as a common thing. Hear my words. There is only one God. There are many, but only one true living God that has the protection and the glory over your life. And by walking in that reverence fear, you're walking in the area of knowing that you're subject to be consumed by afflictions and not to be taking it commonly. If I can ask you this question, are you happy that you have a sound mind? Are you happy that you wake up in the morning and your heart is still ticking and there's no problem? Are you happy that you have strength and you're not going into a paraplegic state? There are many people that I know that have been trapped in powers of darkness. One person very close to me confesses that they're a Christian, and their mind, a part of their mind, was tormented so bad that it burnt an area out and created a disease in that person that put them in a palsy. Yeah, in a palsy state. It's such a shame. And some people say, well, Jim, why don't you just go and cast the spirits out and all that? But I'm going to tell you that those powers that come on you are based on legal contracts. And when a contract is written out over your life in that realm of the spirit, you have the power of breaking that contract and ripping it up where that spirit has no more authority over your life. And I'm saying this because of the fact that when God says, get away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, it's because that person has been walking in ignorance and is working iniquity in their life. And because they're not humbling themselves, seeking wisdom from divine, from God, that the ignorance is causing them to work in iniquity. And it saddened my heart. Listen, there is not one thing that you cannot ask God and he will not tell you. If you open your heart up and sincerely need something questioned, and you have a question in your heart, you can go to God humbly. And I'm going to show you just like this. I don't know nothing. I need help. I want to make sure that I'm walking right. I want to live right. I don't want these powers of darkness to have any kind of rights in my life. I want them broken. I don't want to give these things any authority. I don't know the spiritual realm. I might have been involved in things in the past, the Ouija boards, crystals, listen, Wicca, hugging trees, whatever it might be, worshiping something other than God, the creation of faith, the creator of heaven and earth. And listen, I'm not holding any of these things against you because you're a seeker. You're seeking. You want to know the truth. But you take things and you take them for granted. And you have to be very careful and understand that there are, when you do something, you have a consequence. Thank you. I need some help because I'm getting into that zone realm where I'm just and so there's a consequence that happens, and we do these things in ignorance. And I shared before that there is no sin. Sin is based on ignorance. Why do I do the things that I do that I just don't want to do? And it's because of sin that dwells within inside of me. It's lack of knowledge. It truly is lack of knowledge. Knowledge is a form of grace. How many have ever heard of I've been saved by grace? Okay, well, you've been saved by knowledge. You've been saved by divine knowledge. It wasn't God just saying, I'm giving you mercy. No, that mercy is based on knowledge. He gave you knowledge. He gave you a sound mind. He gave you knowledge. And that knowledge, if you ask God for a fish, is he going to give you a serpent? No. He's a loving God, and he'll give you the wisdom that you need. He'll prick your heart. If you're sincere, if you're opened, he'll prick your heart and guide you in the right direction that you need. I'm not saying that crystals may not heal you, but in the wrong motives and in the wrong hands, they can hurt you. I've seen diamonds and I've seen gems fall from heaven, and then I've seen them worship them. Not good, because those that started worshiping them came down with cancer, came down with other afflictions, came down with these things, and I told them, you don't worship the signs, you worship the one who created the sign. And we have to be careful that these things don't afflict us. I don't know about you, but I don't want any demons or powers of darkness getting involved in my life. I walk much deep into the supernatural. And at the same time, I have a reverence, fear. I have a reverence, never taking anything for granted. Every time I approach God, I approach him with a mind and a heart of innocence that I know nothing. And I want to go and know him the more. And what he may have directed my heart yesterday doesn't mean it becomes a pattern and a law in my heart. He may change it. One day I may speak in tongues, another day I won't speak in tongues. Only by the leading of the Spirit. And I want everyone listening to know, because I know that there are some Christians out there, and there has been some teachings out there, and there's been some other religious doctrines out there that create patterns and traditions and rituals. And those rituals and patterns can turn demonic. And those demonic powers can come after you. I remember one time I was in Mexico, and I was there ministering, and we had some time, and there was this beautiful cathedral, and it was laced with gold, and they had a ceremony going on. And matter of fact, I believe it was that festival in Mexico, the Night of the Dead, the Day of the Dead, the Day of the Dead. And that festival happened to be going on that night, and it was the most incredible experience that I had, because I was in Mexico. That's where that holiday or whatever was originated. I was innocent in the situation. I had no idea what that looked like. Halloween to me. And I went into one of these cathedrals because they were holding a service that night, and this thing was incredibly huge. It was one of the first established cathedrals in that nation, and it was very old, and they had the beautiful stained glass, and it was very beautiful through the eyes of an appearance. How many people have ever gone into those cathedrals and saw? And you have to admit, they're very beautiful. They seem spiritual, you know. But as I was walking in there, and they had all the priests up there, and, you know, they were all lined up, and I walked in there, and all of a sudden I just felt, you know, myself covered with an endowment of power, and I heard an audible voice. And in that audible voice I heard, "Get out. You have no authority here. Get out." And I was taken back for a moment, and I had some guys with me, and I said, "Did you hear that?" And the place kind of had a little tremble to it. And I don't know if the tremble was because there was just so much going on, a lot of, noise or what have you. You know, there was a lot going on. You had to experience what I did. And there were the ones that were with me didn't hear the voice. But I knew there was a principality there. And I kind of laughed. And I kind of said, you know, in my heart, yes, I'm not here. I'm not here at this appointed time for you. But don't tell me I don't have authority. And I told the guys, come on, let's go and finish and move on. But what I'm trying to say is, yes, as a child of God, we have authority. Yes, as a child of God, when we bring our hearts to this place, he has given us authority. But we walk in this realm of reverence and only do what the Spirit of God directs us, and he speaks through our heart. And I'll share how to tap into that and hear his voice and know him. And so that voice becomes louder and louder and louder, and you'll hear and see in that spiritual place. But don't take things on your own and start grabbing things ignorantly. How many of us seen that movie, The Exorcist? You know that was based on a true story, don't you? And some people may say, well, that was a movie and yada, 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 yada. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't take things for granted because it is true. Spirits do attach them things to idols. Spirits attach them things through gems. They attach them things to Ouija boards. Have anybody have seen a Ouija board before? You know, you kind of sit there and wait for this thing to guide you around to letters. Has anyone ever used a Ouija board before? Well, today you can ask for repentance. Just break those curses off. Don't let those hauntings come with you. They have no authority over you, but if you don't renounce them, if you don't come into your heart and say, listen, I did it in ignorance, God, I am sorry, and I confess in your heart, you say those things to God, he's righteous, and instantly he'll break those contracts out of your life. So I want those that are listening tonight, if you have dabbled in any type of witchcraft, Wicca, or Ouija boards, stones, gems, trees, whatever you have done to worship, in a form of worship, and even in religion, and you have patterns and traditions that you're following, I'm saying to you, for your best interest, hear my words, confess, renounce, just go before God. You don't even know him. You're creating God in your heart right now. You're doing it by faith and saying, God, I don't want this. I don't want these things in my life. I don't want the powers over my life. I want to start fresh. I want to start new. Listen, you have now just started creating God, the real, true, living God, the God of faith, the unknown God, the God of creation, the one who created the heavens and the earth and everything else around it. And in that innocence, in that place of humility, God is instantly starting to form in your life, and the power of God will begin to start forming in your life, and he will be gracious in mercy to break those contracts, and you won't have any more legal rights of those things in your life. I'm saying this out of the sincerity of my heart, because in order for us to move forward, in order for you to have a relationship with God, in order for you to know him and know the power, to know the saving grace of God, to be able to have those powers that are causing your mind to be tormented and to cause those sicknesses in your body and your whole being just being twisted and causing pain, whether that pain is in you or that pain is inside of you. There's pain, that emptiness, that place inside that they're dry and thirsty and you're hungry, and that emptiness inside. I'm saying this for you. I'm okay. All those things are renounced in my life. I'm free. I don't have those powers manifesting. But you ask yourself, why is these things happening to me all the time? Why do I keep repeating the same things over and over, and I don't know why I keep doing it? Why am I hooked on things? Why do I have what do you call it when you have something repetitive all the time? An addiction. Did I say addiction?
Yes.
Oh. And you can't quit your addiction. And you do it over and over and over. And why do you feel guilty? And why do you feel ashamed? Why can't you face somebody? How come you can't look at somebody in the eyes? Why do you avoid situations? Why do you run? Why do you hide? All these are powers and principalities and wickedness and darkness in high places that you don't know about. But they have influences over your life, and that's why. You might have a learning disability. You might have an understanding problem. You might have issues where you can't remember. All these things are caused by some sort of power that is not of God. And we have to look back in our lives, and we have to begin to start looking back and seeing, what did we do? Where were we at? Did we make any vows? Did we make any promises? Did we make anything? Did we confess anything? Did we curse anyone? Because all these are a form of workers of iniquity. And these things come in and they creep in, and a little leaven spoils a whole bunch. And you might have a little curse here and a little curse there. And you might have had a little fun time with a Ouija board one night with a friend over a sleepover or something. But there's been things going on. And you might have thought they were innocent, but they put things into your life. You might have gotten involved in a cult somehow, or got involved with some kind of character play. You got to be careful, believe it or not. Do you know that there are people out there who have got involved in character play in areas in their life, and they took it as a game? They took it as a play. I'll explain to you girls later. But understand, you know, we can even call things from the past. Do you know you can call up things from the past, and those things can haunt you? That's why it's very important that we don't reminisce on things that might have happened in the past. Maybe you had some hardship in your life. Maybe you went through some trauma in your life. And if you never let those things go, they bring curses. And I want people to clean their slates. I want you to come to God with a relationship, but I don't want God to say to you, get away from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. And you even came to him with a sincere heart and a surprising response. But Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name. But Lord, Lord, and I don't want you to be blindsided because of lack of knowledge. Because we took things for granted and we really didn't walk in that reverence and seek God to say, God, am I walking in your right ways? Did I do something that might have been ignorant? Did I do something out of impulse? Did I do something out of a habit, out of a bad habit that I created? Did I do something out of ignorance? How many of us are following me here tonight? Amen. I hope I'm hitting somewhere in your heart tonight. I hope that I am bringing something into remembrance so that you can quickly just cut that curse off. If there's a hurt and a wound and something that you're holding bitterness towards and you're not happy with a situation that happened in the back end of your life, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to haunt you. And when you're going to go forward, no matter where you go, it's going to haunt you. It's going to haunt you. And it's going to tear you down, and you're not going to be able to succeed moving forward. I've seen people who have went through some bitter divorces, and they've tried to have a relationship with somebody else. They thought it was great. They started off, but it was a repetitive thing. It was a mirror image of what they ended up getting into. And then you say to yourself, what happened? It was perfect. What happened? It's because you're under a curse. Listen, these curses come in little ways. And if I can get you in these little ways, you might say, whoa, I never got involved with Wicca, so I'm okay. Well, how do you know you weren't chanting or acting in that realm and didn't even know the terms? How do you know you weren't doing things and not really giving honor and glory to God, but you were worshiping some other god and you created it through faith? Listen, creating faith is a power in all areas. You can create anything by faith. How many people know that? Faith is a substance that brings things into existence that don't exist. That means good and bad. And if you're in a place of seeking things that aren't fully of God, and God is truth, and you have to look at the truth, and that's where you divide the lies from the truth. That's how you find the real God and the fake God, is by truth. So you don't have to be afraid. I remember one time where I read this a scripture in that book, and it said, you know, many false prophets will rise up and deceive the elect. And I was like, oh God, I'm a babe in this stuff. I don't know anybody. I don't know anything. And, you know, I'm really got a fire burning, and I don't want to. And I'll tell you, signs and wonders and miracles were manifesting. We had stuff manifesting in the skies, in the heavens, and we had it falling in there, and we had stuff floating around. And you talking about signs and wonders and miracles, I'm in it. Then I started getting afraid. I said, Lord, now I'm getting afraid. Now I'm a little afraid. Too much is going on. Too many things are happening. Diamonds are falling. Gems are falling. Big ones, little ones, feathers all over the place. The dust and everything. Fog and smoke and rain and fire. And I said, Lord, I need to know you. And these are people that are seeking signs, and they were flocking to these things, and they were worshiping them. And I started really getting sick in my stomach. I was starting to get sick in my spirit. I was like, this is nice. Yes, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. But how do we know it's from God? How do we know that that's from God? And then he spoke to me again in another audible voice one night when I was in prayer. And he answered my prayer. And he says, look for the fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. You'll see the sign seekers. You'll see the ones that are walking in pride. You'll see. I'll give you the eyes to see. And I'll let you see the fruit. And I began to see fruit. And then I began to listen. Words that were coming out of their mouth were so loud. And I heard the words out of the mouth. And out of the mouth, the heart speaks. And I started hearing things. And they would be saying things, and they didn't even hear themselves. And next minute I know, I began to see which ones were the false prophets that were manifesting false signs. And I said, you out of here. You get out of here. You run. Get out as fast as you can. Get out. And there was persecution too. A lot of persecution. But I don't care. Because I don't need cancer afflicting my body. I don't need my health taken from me. I don't need my mind being lost. I don't need these things robbing and stealing and killing my future. I rather walk with him. I rather walk with God than having the signs and the wonders and the miracles. Yes, they're great. And I still say, thank you, Lord, for moving. Thank you, Lord, for doing them. And they manifest still here to this day. And I'm telling you, you will see signs and wonders and miracles because my God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles. But my God walks in power. He doesn't put curses on you. My God walks in love. He doesn't walk in judgment. My God is truth. He doesn't make comments like, why can't we all just get along? Why can't we just agree to disagree? I'm sorry. My God doesn't say that. My God says, this is the truth. There's no black and white and let's get along. Yes, we walk in love, but we also walk in truth. And my God walks in love, unconditional love. But he also walks in truth. And so I want to say to you this night, please search your heart. Please look back. Release all the bitterness. Renounce all the witchcraft that was manifesting in your life. You ask God, say, God, what was it that I was a worker of iniquity? Show me this word. If he has you, look it up and break it down. Do whatever you got to do to understand what it is to be a worker of iniquity. And stay tuned because I'm going to continue to build on this. Because God wants you. He doesn't want to say, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And I don't want you to have that one day where you leave this earth and you do stand before him. Because I'm going to tell you, there is a counseling. And I'm going to call it the universe, the heavens, whatever you want to say. But there is a council that is going to face you on the day you leave this earth. And they're going to look at your spirit. They're going to evaluate that man of yours. And they're going to say, what have you done? And you're going to respond, Lord, Lord, but I did all these things in your name? Is that what you're going to say? And you know what he's going to say? Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want those things. This earth is the only time you have to change the way you're thinking. This time, this place is the only time for you to give glory to God and walk in that reverence, fear, and know that he is God and know that he will be the one that will judge you. And he will be the one that has a place prepared for you, whether it's a good one or a bad one based on you. So I want to end this tonight. He's a merciful, loving God. And you just ask. He won't give you a serpent. If you ask for a fish, he'll give you a fish. He won't give you anything that is false. He will tell you the truth. He will guide you if you put him as your God. As I did when I asked him, please, Lord, show me. He opened my ears and I heard it loud. I saw it. They didn't even know. They had no idea what they were even saying. They had no clue. But I had an extra sense of hearing, and I heard and knew, and I was sparked inside, and I knew without a doubt, I knew. And through that, he confirmed it. He confirmed it with blessings. He confirmed it by putting comfort and peace in my heart. He gave me like a weight off my shoulder. He gave me that feeling of freedom and peace. And he'll do the same thing with you. He'll bless you if you bless him. If you curse him, he will curse you. And I want you to live your life moving forward with blessings. And that's the desire of my heart, that you walk in the fullness of your life, the blessings of your life. I'll be honored for that. I used to say I'm very selfish. I only want these things for myself. I don't really care about you. But if I can get you on the right path, I'll be blessed. Good, I'm glad. Here's your road. Go walk it. Have a nice day. And then I get rewarded. That's what I want. I want the rewards of the Lord in my life. I say I love you, and I deeply do. But you got to work out your own salvation. I can lead you to water, but I'm not making you drink. I can't make you drink. You got to drink. And so the words that I say are true. It's up to you to receive. It's up to you to hear the words and to receive. I don't care what happens after I put this mic down, because only God can open up your eyes and only God can open up your ears to hear what I'm saying. And I'm pleading to you, please hear my words. Please hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. They're not of mine, they're of His, but hear them. Hear those words. And if I could say, those that are listening and those that are here today, if you could just close your eyes and bow your head and open up your heart, I'm going to say a corporate prayer, and if you can just come in into agreement with me. I know my Father in heaven hears me. And I know that He, if you open up your heart, He will hear you too. And if you come into agreement, we will be able to shake the heavens and touch the Father's heart. And I'm going to speak for my own life. Father, if there has been anything that I have done that might have been a worker of iniquity in your eyes, please reveal those things to me and forgive me and break away the curses and wipe away my slate clean. Show me so that I don't repeat the same thing. Put a fear inside of me. Put something that I can smell it, I can see it, and I can run from it. Lord, I ask, please guard my heart, because I am a man of flesh and I am so easily ensnared in sin. I am one that can fall from grace. I'm one that can fall from glory. So, Lord, I'm asking, please, as we stand corporately together, cleanse us. Heal us. Forgive us for what we have done in the past and show us what it's like and show us what it is to be a worker of iniquity, so that when we pursue you and we want to know you more, we don't hear those words, get away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. I thank you, Lord, for honoring us today. Amen. If you have said that in your heart and you agreed in your heart with me tonight, know that God is going to begin to reveal these things to you. And as He does, just renounce them right away. Instantly you will be healed. Instantly the curse will be broken and you will begin to start seeing results in your life. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. I do have some healing cloths here, And I know that God is going to bless you with these. So if anybody would like to have some today, I'll have them up here. Please feel free to grab some. Amen. And those that are listening, I can mail some to you or what have you and get them in your hands. Matter of fact, I wish I could get this one to Andy. Andy, this one's for you. I'm going to put this one in my pocket for tonight. And I'm going to pray for you if you're listening. Amen. I have a man, and those that are listening, I have a dear, wonderful man that I want to say a man of God. And maybe he knows him, maybe he don't, I don't know. But I'll say right now, he is a man of God. And he is a minister and a pastor, and he don't even know it. But this man here has some kind of issue with his blood. I truly believe it's stress-related, but the doctors are telling him that he's something else. But I'm not going to get involved with, you know, what it is to him, because, you know, most people are more believable in doctors. I don't believe doctors. I believe the Spirit of God, to be honest with you. If the doctor's saying the same thing as the Spirit, I'll say you're right. But the Spirit's right. The doctor is second right. And with that being said, I truly believe it's a stress issue that's causing his imbalance. And Maybe if he heard this message and there's a curse in his life, that could be broken off of him too. And so I just want to offer him up in prayer, and those that are here and those that are listening over there, please keep this gentleman in your prayers. There's no need for names or anything. Just say to that guy there, Pastor Jim or whatever you want to call me, that man's friend. God knows who he's talking about. And I'm believing for a miracle. Amen? Amen. God bless. Yes.